Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Yes, the very best in trailers, skid steer attachments, sales, service, DOT inspections, and a whole lot more. They got hours this morning, 8 till noon, right there in the south side of I-94, Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. This week, we featured AMPI Chairman of the Board, Steve Schlungen. He joined us on Party Line on Thursday. Let's catch a portion of our interview this morning. And of course, with it being June Dairy Month, we did focus on the dairy farmers. And when it comes to the chain of how we get our outstanding dairy products, it all begins at the farm level.
Yeah, really, it all starts with quality milk, and that's got to come from the farm, you know. And our milk quality is continually improved over the years, you know, for numerous reasons. I think we have better equipment. I think farmers understand more how to manage things and manage their herds and keep their somatic cell down and all these things. But yeah, that's what you want, is continually improving the quality of your product so that you can improve on the quality of the products that you make out of that milk.
I saw this week here, too, some honors to a co-set of CEOs with AMPI, Cheryl and Don. That was quite an honor, and you were kind of behind that, weren't you, Steve?
Well, I had something to do with it. but yeah, it was really, we were really proud to be able to really just put them in that position and nominate them for that, because they're incredible. What they've done as far as being co-CEOs of AMPI and getting things done almost twice as fast as we probably would have with one CEO. But they're totally selfless, and they are totally about the co-op and improving things. And we couldn't be happier. I think when we decided to go select them two to do what they're going to do, they were going to prove to everybody that we made the right decision. And there were a lot of questions about it when we first did it, but it's worked out really well. And we're very proud of, they really got a nice national award for what they do.
You know, I thought for when that first was announced, I thought, well, that's a nice temporary fix, but what are you guys going to do down the road? But it stuck together. And like you said, it's been beneficial ever since the get-go. So,
well, and that's what we thought. It was a nice temporary fix at first, because they wanted to do it to keep everything going, because they both were on top of everything with our CEO resigning unexpectedly. So we thought we'd let them go ahead with it. And after 6 weeks or so, it was like, wow, we'd be crazy to not let them continue this. So it's really worked out well.
Yeah, so congratulations once again to CEOs Don DeVelder and Cheryl Meschke receiving the CEO Outstanding Communicator Award here, which was recently announced out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was back on June 9th. So congratulations there. And we're celebrating June Dairy Month and visiting with Steve Schlungen with AMPI, also Stearns County Dairy Farmer, this morning. And, you know, Steve, we talk a lot about this dairy industry right now. And I think for the majority of the time, we were looking for a good safety net when it came to the dairy industry. And we hear a lot about the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. And I think a lot of folks are in agreement that this is a very good safety net for dairy farmers and for those who have signed up for it, Steve.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's something we've worked on for a long time. It goes all the way back to 2014 when we tried to get this going with the Margin Protection Program. And at that time, that thing got discounted because of the high feed prices. And it turned out to be really something that was not helpful at all for dairy farmers. So we continue to work at it to try to improve it. And Congressman Peterson was definitely very instrumental in getting this thing done and getting the ability for our smaller farms to buy up to 950 coverage, which is a margin over your feed cost, and at a very reasonable rate. So the dairy margin coverage right now is huge for our smaller farms, or really for all farms up to their first 5 million pounds of milk per year. They just announced this week some more money for dairy out of the CFAP money, including the dairy donation program, but also a supplemental dairy margin coverage program for people that have increased their production since 2013, 2011, 12, or 13, whatever they use for their base. They can now use their 2019 base and get 75% of that, I think, or 75% of the difference up to that 5 million pounds of milk per year. So there's a lot of smaller farms that have grown since 2013 that will now benefit from the supplemental program, which we should see something coming out of that within the next 60 days, the way it sounds.
You know, I don't have my own cows. I don't have my own farm, but it seems like from my perspective, a lot of these programs, you mentioned dairy margin, but the CFAP, there was a good chunk of dollars are available for dairy farmers.
Well, last year, I think that they really helped dairy farmers a lot. And I think it was really important because if you don't do that, you're going to lose more farms again. And then consumers are going to end up paying more for products just because you're going to be short. And a year ago, we've seen so much volatility. In April, we saw the cheese market go down to $1 a pound on cheese, which is the lowest price we've seen in forever. And then within a month, it was up to $3 a pound because of people started to export cheese because the world market was better and they locked in on some contracts, we think. And then there was actually a shortage of cheese after the government announced the food box program, the Farms to Family food box program, which really helped a lot of people in the country. So it's been crazy up and down as far as the cheese market and as far as dairy prices. But in my opinion, the dairy margin coverage for smaller farms is the best safety net I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. You know, we look at this from a policy standpoint, and you bring this up and you brought up Colin's name too, and you sit in a position with a National Milk as well, Steve, on their board. And how do you see this from a policy standpoint? Do we have some good representation still in D.C. when it comes to this? I know with Vilsack as Secretary of Ag, that helps. He has a very big dairy background. As far as policy goes, do you think we have a good standing there in D.C. right now, Steve?
Well, I think we do. And I think the good news is that this program is in the baseline and the supplemental DMC is going to be in the baseline for the next farm bill. So it's much easier to keep something than to try to get it. But at the same time, we still have Senator Stabenow, who was huge to help get this done from Michigan, who's the chair of the Senate Ag Committee. We have Brad Scott from Georgia, who doesn't know a lot about dairy, but he's very connected with Colin Peterson over the years on dairy, and he knows who to go to if he has questions about things like this. And then his ranking member is Glenn G.T. Thompson out of Pennsylvania, who did a lot of bills with Colin over the years with school lunch programs and different, you know, the milk in schools, the whole milk in schools, and just a lot of different legislation with Colin. And he's a Republican, but yet comes from the same type of area as Colin did with smaller dairy farms in Pennsylvania like we have here. And he knows the importance of keeping a safety net for those producers. And the DMC really helps all producers up to their first 5 million pounds of milk. So it doesn't matter what size you are. It's hard for the largest producers to say it's not fair because they're getting it too. So I think we have a really good chance of getting it into the next farm bill and continuing to keep it at the level it's at. And I mean, to me, that gives me a lot of comfort in knowing that there's a safety net that's going to be solid for me going forward and for other farmers like me.
Stearns County dairy farmer Steve Schlungen also serves as chairman of the board with AMPI. You can listen to our full interview at mychasm.com. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. We are number one farm radio in Central Minnesota. Your report brought to you by Mid Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have a good weekend.